to you, baby.
Double V.
Yeah, that's... Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. My Spanish is...
Is it Spanish?
Is it? Duble?
I think it's
What's
French.
What's duble?
Duble is French.
Fuck those guys. Well, anyways.
They quit.
Deep V.
Yep.
We're back.
We are.
Guess what?
What?
We have a special guest today.
We do have a special guest.
Jessica Negri?
We Hello. Do.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
You are attractive. Yeah. I'm going to enjoy this episode in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Many.
You cross this line, I'm coming
so many, so many lubricated ways, I can't even count.
We have so many cameras. We have so many cameras in here right now.
Today's special.
Yep.
Because just for today,
yep.
I am not Ski Ray.
You are not.
Are you Mike?
No.
I'm irrelevant.
We both are.
We're both irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because today is all eyes on Negri.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes
yep.
are specifically 100% staring at those big old fat...
Personalities.
Round, plump, beautiful, perfectly shaped eyes that she has. Those things are beautiful.
I've heard that so many times. Let's get better jokes. Come on.
I won't lie.
Yep.
This needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against hyphenating my name, Jessica. I mean, Ski Ray Harris Negri doesn't sound bad.
He do Negri Harris.
Yeah,
I know he would.
It could be a thing.
You know, he used to talk to me like this.
You don't want
to
be doing... Oh.
He did.
Have I taken your spot?
You have.
I'm so sorry.
You should be.
Don't worry, I'll be out of here in like 20 minutes.
Whatever.
I'm going to dip the fuck out.
I don't even need 20 minutes. I need 11. Yeah. Well, I figured.
Yep.
You Miss Negri.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably into avatars. And so looking at my skin, I'm a whole lot closer to blue than your current boyfriend.
Oh my god.
So I figured we might be able to be a thing. You know what I mean?
That's Are debatable.
You, if he you're gets, saying you're Navi?
Yeah.
I think if he gets cold, he's going to be closer to blue.
Well, like an avatar also, though.
Right.
It could be argued
mm-hmm.
that I have a tail. That's a long argument. You know what I'm saying? That's a long argument.
This is going to be a whole lot of face palms. When you guys hear this.
Right.
That's me just...
slamming her hands in her face.
Going, oh
no,
my
no.
God.
Fans, don't let her fool you. Jessica Negri digs me, okay? She's eyeballing
she's
me
She's
right
literally
now.
I am.
Yep. Yeah.
You googly.
Yeah. She really is.
Just,
I'm going to end it.
Your pen still.
I'm going to end it right now, though, Jessica.
Yep.
I'm sorry to break your heart. But we could probably never be.
Okay, good.
Not because your boyfriend.
Everyone.
Yeah. Not because you have a boyfriend. Fuck that guy. But you're
I love that guy.
Yeah. Do you?
He is beautiful.
Like
he is beautiful.
He's so pretty, right?
He is very pretty.
Can we talk about him a little bit?
Yeah.
We'll get into that. That's not the reason why me and Jessica could never be.
Really?
Her father.
Oh.
He would never approve.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
He's huge.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 6'7".
He's a big guy.
He's a Gigantic. Big guy.
Really?
Yes.
Is your dad a WWE wrestler?
No, he's very lanky.
Really?
He's like Slender Man.
Your dad is Bubba Watson.
Yes!
He's at a guest room right now.
He's doing well.
Yeah.
He's doing well.
Well, tell us, Jessica, what the fuck are you doing here in the DV cave today? Did you, matter of fact, before you answer that, did you tell anyone you were coming here?
No, I didn't tell anybody.
Perfect.
Just in case it was bad, so yeah. I wouldn't have anything
That's a
to like.
Bad
that question, idea. That question sounded weird. So let me rephrase that.
Oh, you mean if I get like taken?
Yeah, if you.
I've got brass knuckles and spice.
If you did not.
Spice. I'm gonna put cumin in your eyes.
Right.
You're a motherfucking steak.
I was just trying to figure out before we continued on if you did not make it home today for some weird reason. I don't know why. Maybe something interracial. Maybe. I was wondering, would the police know to look for you here?
No, they wouldn't.
Perfect.
Starting to regret that.
You should have regretted that, yeah.
I like that. So stick around then, because hang out. We're going to interview you later on towards the end of the show. We're going to ask you some questions from our fans,
mm-hmm.
other questions from your fans.
Yep.
Yes.
More specifically and more importantly, some questions from me and Mike Sir Pootie-Tang.
Yep.
Weird brains.
So weird.
Yep.
Yes.
Pootie-Tang.
Who knighted you?
The queen?
What does she legitimately say in front of you?
Yes.
Sir Pootie-Tang. booty tag.
Yes.
Michael.
That's how
she,
the
fourth.
She legitimately did that.
She knighted four people before you.
And she was an African American.
The fourth booty tag.
I'm the fourth booty.
Yeah.
Hashtag fourth booty.
Yeah.
Well, so please make that a thing.
For every show,
yep.
We drink something new.
We do.
Oh.
More. Sometimes it's good.
Sometimes it is.
More times it's not.
It's bad.
We never argue with the goddamn results.
Never.
Every single time, how do we end up?
Drunk.
Drunk.
Like,
that's stupidly. All that's important.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm embarrassed.
To just give them the level of drunkenness that we get.
Yep.
Let's just say that Hancock would be proud.
He would.
So proud.
Nope. He would be proud. He'd be like, you need to back off a little bit, buddy.
Well, yeah. You know what? Since this is the Jessica Negri episode,
yep.
She's really into superheroes and cartoons and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, Jessica.
Yep.
Why is it that there's not that many black superheroes?
You know why.
God damn it.
Is this a legitimate question?
This is legitimate.
If I could get into like the new Spider-Man who's black and
really?
All that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, there's the new Spider-Man is black.
His fucking suit is black. He's
true not. Story?
No. He's black inside too.
How do you know?
He's black inside.
He's black inside.
It's the inside that counts too. So. Nice
chocolate. You know what I mean. No, I think there's a massive influx of it.
Okay.
Trying to shoot for a 007 in James Bond too.
Oh my god, if Idris played.
Yeah.
I love that, man.
Does anyone watch Doctor Who, or is this?
Yes.
This?
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine a black doctor.
I would be totally
how hot, right?
A
so
black,
hot.
A black doctor.
No. Like the doctor from Doctor Who.
Next doctor, please. What surgery's going on?
Okay. Rule of thumb. From now on, think of these in nerdy terms. Uh-huh. If it sounds ridiculous, it's because it's nerdy. So if I'm saying a black doctor, I mean black doctor from Doctor Who.
Okay, because the black doctor sounds ridiculous.
He can regenerate.
Shut up.
He can regenerate.
He might be black.
He might be
black.
What if it was like a black girl?
I don't
awesome.
Think
I'd
be amazing. I love the doctor.
Thank
I've
you.
Seen,
thank you.
Ew,
Amy Pond.
Wait, no, Doctor Who. I don't know what's going on.
Amy Pond. I wanted to be her for Halloween. I could be like.
Oh, you could do the officer. No, you can totally do it.
I
threw it down like that, eh?
You got it.
Fucking hell. Wow. You fucking Amy Pond.
Whoa. What was that?
That's great.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do Scott's accent for like 27 years.
Is this feed your lawn. Feed it.
Wait. Yeah.
Do it. Feed it. Feed Scott's lawn.
Feed your lawn.
Do it.
Feed it.
Mine went Mexican.
Yeah.
It was Scottish and Mexican?
A Scotty Mexican?
Yeah, I was like, do it.
Scotsican.
A Scotsican.
Scottican. I like
Scottsdale.
It.
Scottsdale.
Yeah.
No, there's no Scottsdale.
No, don't do it.
The only Mexicans are doing my work.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't give a fuck. Hey.
It's getting intense in here.
So you're doing your own lawn.
I'm doing my own lawn, yeah. Scott's lawn.
Well, today,
yep,
we're drinking.
We are.
Oh, tangent. Wow.
De Leon Tequila.
De Leon Tequila?
Yeah. We went big time.
It sounds like, I don't know what that is. It sounds like something you drink when you wear like an all-white suit while flipping a half dollar in the air.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. With a cigar like in your mouth and your ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Not like in your ear,
but on
your ear.
I get it. So there's going to be lots of puns about comics.
There we go.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
This episode's been toned down just a tad. Typically, everybody knows Deep V rocks out with her cocks out. But we're trying to be politically correct today, so today's going to be a little flaccid.
So we're going to glam out with our
clams. With our clam hat.
Sometimes it's good to push rope, you know what
it
I mean?
It is.
What does that even mean?
Pushing rope?
Ask
your boyfriend.
Like, no!
I'll explain it.
Okay.
Pushing rope.
Like,
it's
usually
when
you climb up rope.
No, normally when you have sex, okay, you're not pushing rope, you're pushing something
a lot firmer.
Okay. But when you're pushing rope, it's a lot harder to push that bad boy.
Okay.
Well, we're going to drink a lot today, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to drink so much, as a matter of fact. By the end of this episode, I want Jessica Negri to look at me like I'm going to be one of two people.
Okay.
Wolverine or Captain America.
I don't like either of those characters.
Really?
So you fail, bro.
Damn it.
Sorry.
I want our listeners to know, it needs to be noted that I just compared myself to two beautiful Caucasian men, and I'm 5'7".
Very tall white man.
Give me Frozone from Incredible Sunken.
Really? All right.
Frozone? Oh, my
That's God. That's what
Where is my super suit?
That's our thing.
Wow.
Where's my super suit?
Why do you need to know?
I love the Incredibles. That's awesome. That was a Frozo joke.
It was.
Yeah. Well, how was everyone's week? Did everyone have a good week, past week?
I can tell you a little story. It involved your penis.
Oh, wow.
Tell me more.
Can we give it a nickname?
His penis? It's eight and change.
Yeah.
It's what?
Eight and change, and you know for what reason. That's the reason. So I go to the Genius Bar, the Apple Store, and every fucking time I go there, I have a mini heart attack. For one reason. I get the most ridiculous texts ever. So I go, I give her my phone. Okay, my camera's broken, whatever. She's looking at my phone. The first text I get is Katy Perry topless. Okay, it was, I don't know, a new picture, I don't, whatever. Okay, so she gives me my phone back. She's very polite. She's like, here you go. I take my phone off, whatever. 2 seconds later, I get another text. Would you have a threesome with Jodi Arias and Casey Anthony?
Oops.
Okay. Oops. Of course.
Who texted you that?
Matt. Okay. Of course, I take my phone and I say yes. Okay. Okay, quickly. With a vest on or something. Okay.
With a vest?
I swear to you, not 2 seconds later when she has my phone, Skylar sends me a picture of a fully erect black penis. It was his. She
sounds like mine.
Puts my phone down. She slides it back over to me, and I go, I'll go take this to another Apple Store. This is a true story. Literally happened 3 days ago.
Hey, listen, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. My week wasn't bad either.
Yep.
I'm kind of updating myself. I'm way behind in the superhero game.
Sure.
You know what I just recently watched?
What?
Guardians of the Galaxy?
How did it take that long to watch it?
That's the best movie.
So. Thank you! It's
so good.
I told him it was so good, and he doesn't believe me.
You like it?
What?
Well,
what did you like?
There's just something about an upset raccoon and a walking tree that I can't get into. It could be adulthood. I'm not sure what it is about.
We are, how do you not like that?
We are Groot.
Go. Feels, right?
All of you go fuck yourself.
Really. Dude, the guy who directed that, James Gunn, is like, he directed Lollipop Chainsaw, and we used to work together like 2 years ago.
Oh, so you know the director?
Yes, and I know his, that's the guy awesome. Who was the guy with the pencil, and he goes,
so you know a lot about the Guardians of the Galaxy then?
Yes.
So tell me this then, that tree in that fucking Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Go on.
Kind of racist?
Well, I think Vin Diesel's semi-black.
Well, that's irrelevant. Because no one knew it was Vin Diesel.
Everyone knew it was Vin Diesel.
For starters, it was like the damn tree was kind of like a slave to the raccoon guy.
Okay.
Okay. And all the tree could say was, I am Groot.
I think
I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. You know what that sounds like to me?
What?
Have you ever seen Amistad?
Yes.
Do you know what they say in Amistad? The only thing the guy could say in Amistad was,
don't slave us?
Give us free.
That's right.
Give us free. Give us us free.
I want to tell you, I'm 90% sure that Vin Diesel had the same dialogue in Fast 7.
Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie. Just when I thought racism was exclusive to Arizona and country bars, they make a superhero movie with a goddamn racist tree that says nothing but give us free. Bullshit.
In space.
God damn it, Obama.
Fucking Obama.
I was so disappointed. I immediately took the movie back to Redbox because I'm not paying more than $1.49 for that. You know what I picked up after that?
What?
Spider-Man. The one with Jamie Foxx. Yeah,
we haven't seen it.
Wait,
how do you know it's good if you've never seen it?
Wait, what are you talking? Oh, I'm
thinking
Superman.
She's
Superman.
Goddamn Obama.
Sorry.
The one
I
just
don't care anymore.
I just nerded out for a couple of hours.
I hate Spider-Man.
I put the damn nudie magazines Spider-Man's away for a little worst.
Bit. I don't like Spider-Man.
Literally the worst.
I don't like
literally.
Right?
Do you watch? Yeah, you do. Of course you do.
What?
Parks and Rec.
I love Parks and Rec. Leslie Nope.
I was literally just watching it with the Ted episode where they throw Ted into the water.
Another reason why I couldn't get into Guardians of the Galaxy, Parks and Rec.
It was on.
They've got a goddamn
so
raccoon.
Awesome.
Raccoon with a bad attitude.
How did you not like
a walking tree and a shoe shiner.
Bingo.
For the goddamn
beat. That's why it's perfect.
Not into that.
No, it's so good.
Not some of that.
Not into it at all.
Sexually.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because the Avengers, this difference between like the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy,
right.
is really awesome. Because the Avengers each are standalone superheroes that can all have their own like three movies and do their own thing, and they're all independently amazing.
You're making them sound awesome.
They sound cool.
They're
they sound
cool.
Awesome.
No one's gonna go watch a movie about
unrelatable.
A tree.
Yeah.
Unrelatable.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy all depend on each other. It's five people that all
grossly dependent on each other. Two, like two basketball.
Listen,
yeah,
I'm gonna play devil's advocate, okay? Because I do agree with you.
Yes.
But Superman could kill them all really quick.
Yeah, but Superman's not a part of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He could.
Let's just quickly. End this really quick.
He could, but Superman's a stupid. Okay, no, let me tell you right now. Superman is a stupid character.
Why?
Because his only weakness is kryptonite. How is that relatable?
He's the best.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes him the best.
He's the best. He's unbeatable. Yeah. Even Thor would be like,
so
I don't really want to find him.
Yeah.
I'm Thor.
That's what he would say.
Thor Hammer. Hiya.
Yeah. Hiya. I fucking love that.
Well, we're going to move forward with the show here.
De Leon.
Got sidetracked a little bit there.
Yep.
I'm gonna put the typical nudie magazines away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that you get from Circle K that they come in a brown paper bag.
I just bought them for you.
Yeah, that brown paper bag might as well say, your grandma's going to find these. Matter of fact, speaking of grandma.
Grandma.
My nana.
Uh-huh.
That's what I call my grandma.
Nana.
I do.
Mm-hmm. She's already been inducted into the Deep V Hall.
She has?
So, for realsies, my grandma might legit be a superhero.
Huh. Here's why. I've seen her do some things. Yeah.
This is why I think she might be.
Right.
She's an illegal from Mexico and has strong political
views.
You
said illegal. Of course.
No, that's a superhero.
You're illegal with political views? That's ballsy.
Yeah.
That's real ballsy. She even drives by voting booths just to intimidate the white people voting, like, you motherfuckers is lucky.
You better vote for Obama.
Right. But I want to ask Jessica here because you're from New Zealand.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, born there?
No. I was born in Reno, but I grew up in New Zealand. Mm. I have no recollection of
Reno. Reno's like part of New Zealand, though. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Reno, Nevada, yes. New Zealand. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an N in there. It's
there's a little river in between. Right. So I had to hop that first.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
Yes.
Well, with you being from New Zealand, that means I'm just going to assume your grandma is too, correct? I don't know much about culture, so I'm just going to assume all grandmas from New Zealand are wizards and enjoy a good game of Quidditch.
Wait, what?
Is that true?
Harry Potter? You could have gone with Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Wide open. Wide open.
I feel like if your grandma flew up to your window on a broom, you'd be like, "Hi, grandma." Nothing out of the ordinary.
Is it true?
Everybody in New Zealand does that.
Yeah.
We've never been, so we're just going off of movies.
You're lumping me in with London right now. With true. England. With
okay,
England.
Just...
Wait, do people in England do that?
Yeah. English grandmas do that like crazy town.
True or false?
Yes.
True or false, Jessica?
Yes.
Your grandma wiggles her nose a lot, because I swear to God, I grew up watching your grandma on Nick at Night.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That was her. I
Is
know.
Is that true? I had a thing for your grandma growing up, apparently. I saw the wiggle nose.
I wish I was a superhero.
Me too.
The only special power that I currently have is calling off work faster than a speeding bullet.
I'm so sick. I gotta go.
Well, let's do this then, because this is the whole Jessica Negri superhero theme.
Sure.
If you were not a superhero, but if you had like a special power,
you asking
you can
me?
Only pick one.
Me.
Yes.
Okay.
What's your special power?
One superpower.
Yes.
Going back in time.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Why would you go back in? That's your superpower?
I'd make so much money.
Going back in time?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Tons so you're basically money. Ben Affleck in what's that movie?
Every movie.
He goes back in time in every movie? The Town. He went back in the time.
I've seen G. Lee, so yes.
Oh, man.
I'm going back in time. I'm making so much money.
Okay. Yeah. Negri?
Immortality.
Immortality?
Yeah.
You would live to see all your loved ones die. You dig
who
that.
Do I love?
Okay.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, shit. I wouldn't mind reading people's minds, just because, I could destroy people with that. But mainly, the only reason I would want to do that is just so that I could know in advance if a chick is not into black guys.
Okay.
That would save me so much money and time.
And it's because you just watched What Women Want by Mel Gibson. You're welcome.
Well, I live in Arizona.
Yep.
Some of our people know Deep V is based in Arizona.
Sure.
You'd be surprised to know there's a lot of chicks in Arizona not into the black guys.
Really?
Well, I'm curious.
Yep.
What are some of your favorite superheroes?
Okay. I like three. I can't just put one.
You can't pick one?
Iron Man.
Okay.
I like Green Lantern.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I like Superman.
Okay.
Obviously. Really? No order. Because Superman's the best. I guess Superman's number one.
Negri's not
just because
this.
She's grunting. Superman's number one.
Yeah, she's hard. her stomach is upset.
She hates Superman because
I'm just taking Metamucil. Because
Superman's the best.
Do you not like any of those three, Jessica?
No, I like Iron Man. Okay. Iron Man's cool. What's the second one? Green Lantern. Green Lantern's all right. I can't really get behind
it. Ryan Reynolds.
No, that's not why. No. Comic books.
I like Green Lantern because of the comic book. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
I didn't mind the damn movie. Why does everyone hate it?
Everybody hates it.
I didn't mind the movie either.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. I just,
Asian dude kicking ass and fucking, what's the other guy's name with the big juice?
Are you talking about Green Hornet?
It was very unrealistic. I know.
Are you talking about Green Hornet?
Yep.
That is so black. Amazing. Okay.
The Green Lantern is the one with Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I've heard it both ways.
Tomato.
Right.
A to D, baby.
Yeah.
That's agree to disagree.
So we got your favorite superheroes.
Yep.
Negri, what are yours?
Okay, I like Spawn. He's an anti-hero, kind of.
Spawn was awesome. I totally forgot about him.
Thank you.
I forgot about
Spawn
him, too.
Man,
he's black. He's
yes!
You're saying that. I love Spawn.
Spawn's amazing.
I Spawn.
I
like to Spawn.
You do?
Yes!
You could have stopped it. I like Spawn, and we would have been okay, and I would have continued without slapping a fart.
Damn it! I'm so mad I didn't think of that. So you like Spawn?
I love Spawn.
Isn't the writer from here also?
Yes.
Yeah, I have. I used to have a Spawn action figure with his signature.
Right. What's his name? Corner. Oh my god!
It's slipping my mind.
Yeah. Something McFarlane.
No. Seth McFarlane.
No, it's not Seth.
Todd McFarlane.
Todd McFarlane.
Bingo.
I'm so sorry, Tom.
Is he black?
No.
He's
amazing. Like, he's really? Amazing. He's such a cool guy.
I
got to interview him in Arizona.
To be white and be like, you know what? I'm going to make my comic book character black. Black
so
lives do matter.
Dude.
Black lives do matter.
I love his he's such a, like, an epic, like, tortured past. It's just amazing. And the fact that he was, like, evil, but he chose to be good.
Yeah.
Even though he has all this, like, shit on his shoulders. It's so perfect.
I forgot about Spawn. That's awesome.
Right? I actually don't know about my other two.
You don't have to pick three.
Yeah, I just picked three because I'm
an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Come back. Yeah, if I think of someone and I'm like, fuck.
Please tell me, Spawn is your top favorite character?
Oh, yeah, of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God damn it, that's awesome.
Jesus. Spawn's amazing.
She just said that?
Yes.
God damn it.
That's just because I like powerful, tortured...
You like strong black men, obviously.
Powerful, yes. Tortured sounds like you
Powerful, tortured souls.
Like
Sarah, do you know Sarah Kerrigan from StarCraft? Like, that's that kind of stuff. Like
Dexter, like, Morgan?
Yes! Okay. I love Dexter! He's awesome! Because he's tortured and twisted, but he's, like, super strong, and he's doing stuff for good, but really he's bad. It's, like, so cool.
Yeah.
Well, who was Spawn? Who was Spawn again?
He was
Michael
an assassin.
J. White. Yeah, Michael J. White.
He was an assassin.
You're welcome.
And
you mean the actual actor?
Yeah, I forgot who was.
Nobody gave a shit who the actor Spawn
was. I'm sorry, that's the same guy as Black Dynamite.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Black Dynamite is awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
Black
you.
Dynamite's a superhero.
I feel like Pootie Tang is, too.
Yeah, we're putting Pootie Tang. He's a superhero.
Pootie Tang's definitely in there, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a good superhero.
And me.
My favorite superhero.
Yep.
It's not even close, okay? My number one all-time favorite superhero, Batman.
Okay.
He's just so fucking cool. He makes so much sense to me.
He's cool.
You know why?
Right.
Well, I'm going to give you, like, me and Royce DeCapo, we talk about it all the time. If we were rich,
yep.
You know, like, what we would do.
What?
Worst DeCapo goes into detail all the time about how productive he would be and things he would do for the community and shit like that.
That's awesome.
Stupid.
You're a good man.
Fuck off.
Shut up. He's great.
That's so dumb.
Go fuck yourself.
On your side, DeCapo.
Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds like Goodwill or Salvation Army. Yeah. This sounds like Salvation Army. I want no part of that.
That sounds dumb.
Yeah. I want nothing to do with that. If I were a billionaire, a Bruce Wayne billionaire, you know what I'm doing?
What?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm going to let my boredom and money drive me crazy to the point to where I wake up one day with a fucking hallucinogenic idea of wanting to dress up as a motherfucking bat and fight crime with a monotone voice. I'm Batman.
Are you really going to fight crime? That seems very tiring.
No, really quick before you're going to have to, like, lose your parents.
Well, prostitution's a crime, so, like, I'll fight against, like, that shouldn't be a crime.
Sure.
I will fight that in court.
That needs... Did you hear it?
Lost,
yeah, for sure.
Get out!
Right. What about cartoons, though?
I love cartoons.
You like
anime?
Cartoons. Yeah. You like cartoons, right?
I love anime.
Well, I feel like there's a difference between anime and cartoons. Cartoons for me is Hey Arnold.
Yes. Oh,
anime.
I love
Hey Arnold.
Helga and that Helga. Weird guy that stood behind her and went...
Yeah.
What was his name? Why do you remember that?
Did
you just watch it?
Because people do that.
Oh. I bet.
People breathe deep on my voicemail. Of course they do.
No, on her.
On her.
Like right there. I have to go.
Creepy. Well, while you're awesome. Here, I think it should be known that we collectively do some pretty good cartoon voices.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, Royce
the Capos. I don't.
I love Royce the Capos.
Oh, he does them perfectly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We should let him do a couple of them. Yep. Royce, can't you do the fucking old man from Family Guy?
Say hey, son, I got some popsicles in my pocket for you.
So good.
Do
why don't we have like a Cleveland. Black band
do
or
Cleveland.
Something?
Hey there, everybody.
Holy shit.
This is your friend Cleveland. I'm over here in the Deep V Audio Cave with Ski Ray and Pootie. Mm-hmm. Oh, and let's not forget about Jessica Negri. Oh no.
He said my name.
I'm gonna do the the maid.
Oh, the maid. Yeah.
No, we need more lemon, please. Mr. Peter is not here. Doggy afuera.
We're gonna have Jessica Negri do. She does Mickey Mouse, just fantastic.
No, I don't. Oh, all right, Jonas Brothers. You better wear those fucking purity rings.
That's a damn good.
I can do. What about Sylvester the cat?
Yes,
you can do that.
Fluffer and Suckletass.
My God, you sound like Smeagol. You sound like Smeagol.
What about Elmer Fudd?
Okay.
Be there. Nope. I don't know.
Nope. Like not doing that.
Yeah. Anyone have anything else?
I can do the Asian woman in that one kung fu movie.
Wow.
That's very broad.
Wee wee wee. Wait, Kung Fu Pow? Or
bingo.
Kung Fu Into the Fist?
Yep, Into the Fist. Yep, that's
really?
The one.
Kung Fu Into the Fist.
And I think I could do the greased up deaf guy in Family Guy.
Do it.
No.
Okay, that's awesome. We'll end the damn voices there.
Okay.
We did some good ones.
We did.
Basically, we did an homage to Seth MacFarlane.
We did not.
No, we didn't.
Have you guys seen, he did an interview, and it was this English-British interview or whatever, and they did, his Kermit the Frog thing?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's so funny, where he's like, it's Kermit the Frog, and he's essentially saying Liam Neeson's line from Taken, and he goes, oh, you don't have a lot of skills. I totally fucked that up. He goes, I don't have a lot of money. What I do have is a particular set of skills. I will find you, and I will kill you.
That's awesome. Well, let's do this, and since we're on the superhero topic.
Yep.
If we were to assume that superheroes were real, real people, who would you guess they would be in real life? Like, as example, Darth Vader, his character.
Yeah.
If that character was a real person,
okay.
Who do you think Darth Vader would be?
Denzel Washington.
Denzel?
Yeah, you're going to think it's weird, right?
Sounds racist.
Oh, he has the worst fucking movies ever right now.
Okay.
I'm so mad. If I see one more goddamn train movie with Denzel Washington, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Okay.
Poor Denzel.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's his.
He does so many train movies and plane movies.
Okay, so he...
So I hate him right now.
So he's either... sounds like he's either Darth Vader or... what's it? Thomas the Train?
Bingo.
There we go.
Bingo.
My Darth Vader in real life, if I were to guess who I thought Darth Vader would be...
Yep.
My ex-fiance.
Oh, shit.
This is how I know...
Shake that ass.
And mine was racist.
Right. Well, Darth Vader's pretty, pretty evil and has lots of powers, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I pay my ex-fiance's goddamn cell phone bill.
Okay.
And she still does not answer my phone calls.
Wait,
that's power, baby.
You know what?
That's so much power.
Before we go on, how you're wearing your sweatshirt is the single gay
thing. That's how girls wear their sweatshirts in high school.
He just has his arms in and just...
It's cute.
It's nippy in the cave today.
It's nippy in the cave.
It's nippy in
so here. Heterosexual.
Next one we're going to go with.
Yep.
Han Solo from
the
Star Wars.
Coolest motherfucker alive.
Do you know who I think Han Solo was in real life?
Who?
George Clooney. He's just so goddamn sly and cool.
I have something very similar.
Well, when people talk of Mary birthing a child as a virgin,
yeah.
Somewhere, every time people say that, George Clooney's laughing saying, suckers.
You're welcome. That's my son. I hate Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt?
Very similar.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Negri?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
I changed my mind.
Jennifer Lawrence is Han Solo.
Han Solo. Imagine that. She's the chick from that stupid movie. And imagine that.
No, whoa, what the fuck?
Mockingbird or what is it called?
Fuck you up.
Is it called Mockingbird?
Mockingjay.
Hunger Games.
Mockingjay.
Hunger Games.
Did we kill ourselves after watching that?
Oh
yes.
My god.
I didn't
think
it was that bad.
Yes.
I wanted to murder myself.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Pedestrians.
The real
Hunger
Games. The real Hunger Games is being ethnic on welfare. That's Hunger Games. So, you play for keeps.
Brew keeps.
Yeah. Government cheese. Talk about guns and butter.
Oh my god. That happened.
Yeah. Right. Yep. I got one.
Okay.
Batman.
Who do I think Batman is?
Yeah.
I think Batman is Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Just because Johnny Depp is such a loser, he wants to be a cartoon so bad. I could see him dressing up as a bat and having zero interest in fighting crime. Just,
sure.
I want to be a bat in public.
Yeah. With like a lot of bracelets and necklaces.
Just obviously. Another Johnny Depp fashion statement.
Obviously. You know what I mean? Yeah. And he'd probably look cool doing it.
Yeah.
He would look very cool.
I have somebody very similar. Sean Parker.
Sean Parker.
He's the guy who made Napster.
Oh,
you know, no, I'm changing my mind.
Okay.
It's Justin Timberlake. The guy who played Sean Parker to play... Yep. Okay. I'm saying Justin Timberlake.
Okay. All right. I can see that.
Yeah.
Let's do Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's the worst.
You know who I think Spider-Man is?
Somebody terrible, I hope.
Don John.
Okay. The Italian.
Don John. Yes. That movie?
You think I'm talking about Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah.
No. Don John. Yeah. There's a difference.
Don John.
No. Joseph Gordon-Levitt
is
smooth-talking and responsible.
He is. Yes.
Don John?
Sexy nerdy.
He's a loud Italian with a porn goddamn addiction. That's Spider-Man.
That's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man sprays that shit everywhere.
I hate Spider-Man so much, I have Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage?
Because he makes awful movies
now. Do you know I used to hate Nicolas Cage until I loved him because of the internet?
Wait, you like Nicolas Cage
after
he started making movies?
I hated him. Because his movies were terrible.
Explain.
Mastic
I'm sorry. Thoughts on his forehead?
Like, whatever. National Treasure.
National Treasure was amazing.
So good.
It was amazing.
No,
yeah.
It's terrible. What
Both
the
of
fuck?
Them.
No, it's terrible.
Oh.
And then the internet made me love him because of the Wicker Man.
Do you think the internet Chuck Norris'd him?
Yes, absolutely.
I want to quietly...
Chuck Norris. Because
that's how Chuck Norris became so big. Was
Chuck Norris, yeah.
Yep.
I want to quietly and slowly... walk through a museum because of
me too.
Night at the Museum.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it Night at the Museum?
No.
That's Ben
Stiller. Wrong movie. Equally fantastic.
That's a great movie.
What do you think about who's the Hulk?
The Rock, obviously.
The Rock is the Hulk
he's
in real life.
He's the Samoan. Yeah, he just looks like him.
You think so?
Yeah, he looks like a Samoan version.
Accurate.
Yeah.
What about Arnold?
Well,
he's kind of old now, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The Rock's relevant.
My answer to the Hulk is very, very, very.
You didn't mean an Arnold?
Different. Yeah. I'm going way, way right on this answer. You know who the Hulk is?
Somebody young.
Yeah, they're young. Any one-year-old baby.
Because it's way right.
When babies get really mad, they scream and shit themselves.
They're so strong.
Okay, can you fathom that, Michael? As an adult, have you ever got so mad you literally shat yourself? That's fucking anger. Like, I'm gonna shit my fucking self.
I pooped myself twice screaming at Nicole yesterday.
Yeah, while we're on the pooping topic,
yep.
No one knows this. Everyone's going to know now.
Now they will.
Yep. When I was 19, I had a sinus infection, fell asleep, woke up, shit myself. Shit was everywhere. I was a grown-ass man, so I told nobody. I literally got butt-asshole naked, put some gym shorts on, put my shit that I had on in a trash bag, and threw it in the neighbor's trash can. Like,
because you had a sinus infection. You know those sinus infections do to your bowels.
Yeah. Shit all over yourself.
The opposite end of your body.
This is too much. Superman. Topic here.
I have Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser is
I
Superman.
Miss him in movies. I like him.
I
right?
loved him in George of the Jungle.
Yeah, no, I liked him in Bedazzled.
Bedazzled was amazing. Okay.
It was amazing.
I did not know who you were talking about until you just said that.
Bingo.
The dude in The Mummy.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Oh, we just said
Where? Why isn't he in movies?
Because he's got like a big jaw.
Because he's a terrible actor, I know, but I love him.
He's Quagmire.
He's so 90s. He's so 90s.
He's
if
awesome.
We brought him back, it'd be too much for us kids.
If you brought him back, we'd have to bring back Pauly Shore as well.
It's true.
Please bring back that. Biodome 3? Yeah. I love that.
Was Pauly Shore in Encino Man?
Yes.
Nice. He was also in
Guess who else was in Encino Man?
Who?
Brendan Fraser.
He was in Encino Man. Yeah, he was in Encino Man.
You are a BF fan, Richard.
I like Brendan Fraser. I don't know what I'm going to say.
What do you think about who's Superman in real life?
I have Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser?
You hit, who do you have?
Betty White.
She does everything.
Do you know why?
She does everything.
That bitch is never gonna die.
She's amazing.
Invincible.
Who do you have for Lex Luthor,
speaking
of?
Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
For my Lex Luthor, I have Mel Gibson post-saying the N-word. After he started getting all willy-nilly saying the niggas.
That's What Women Want.
After What Women Want.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you got as Lex Luthor?
Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace. Yes. She's a dirty bitch.
She's literally the worst.
Yeah.
Yum.
She's gross.
Mm-hmm.
How about Iron Man?
I kind of have two.
Who is Iron Man in real life?
I honestly think it's Robert Downey Jr.
You think
he is. No. Right. Yeah.
No.
Elon Musk.
I was going to say, it's absolutely Elon
Musk. It's 100% the guy from Tesla.
I know it's not Robert Downey. Because he's just the dude disguised as a dude playing another dude.
You went there. Big old titties.
I think Iron Man in real life is Oscar Pistorius.
Really? And
for those who don't know who he is, he is paraplegic Olympic athlete who has the metal legs.
See, I picture him more of like Megatron.
What you don't
the
picture
bad
him as,
Transformer.
As a full human, because he's more half Iron Man than any of us in this goddamn room.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
He's very metal.
He's very metal.
Yeah.
Also, if anybody was going to accidentally shoot their girlfriend, such as Oscar Pistorius, you know who's going to do that?
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
I think he hit Pepper Potts a few times with that bad boy on his hand. Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Who do you got for Thor?
Thor?
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey?
Yes!
All right.
Just because he's muscular and beautiful.
He's muscular. Yeah, I gotcha.
But more importantly, beautiful. Don't forget that.
Gross.
Yeah.
I have an angry black woman.
An angry black woman is Thor?
I've seen so many online videos, and they're very strong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they always carry something in their hand, and they always hit people.
And they have beautiful hair?
Yeah, and they have beautiful hair.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But it's not theirs.
It doesn't matter. You think Chris Hemsworth is wearing his hair?
It's
grown on.
It's grown on.
Let's fucking chia pets.
I have so many chia pets. I have so many chia pets. Don't even worry about it.
This segment gave me an idea.
Yep.
Let's get Jessica involved here.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's listening, and they don't want to hear about us. They want to hear from Jessica.
Well, I have a pretty sexual voice, so.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Jessica, to a lot of people, it is you who is their goddamn hero. You make nerd extremely sexy. Very sexy, as a matter of fact. So sexy, I want to do a segment here that's called That's So Sexy.
That's so sexy.
I'm going to give you one word. I'm going to give you one word. Sometimes two.
Yep.
And you're just going to try and say that one word as sexy as you can. And I'm going to challenge you because you
are
know
we
going to
do it? Are we going to challenge?
I'm sexy.
Let's.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm going to get my berry.
Weird. So.
Perfect. Weird. I'm going to totally win.
So we're going to do this. Yeah. We're going to say one word.
Let's
we're
all
going to try and say it as sexy as we can.
Let's do it.
And we're going to. Royce Acapo is actually going to judge who's the winner of that word.
You can judge it?
Okay. Right. Okay.
We're going to do that.
Let's do it.
First word. Pepto Bismol.
You're first.
Am I going first?
You're going first,
Jessica.
I'm going last.
Pepto Bismol.
Oh,
wow. I don't have an upset stomach.
All right.
Let me. I have an upset wiener.
Do I have to follow that? I'll follow it.
Okay.
Pepto Bismol.
Ew.
That sound constipated?
Yeah.
Damn it.
You need Pepto Bismol.
Constipated.
Let me hear yours.
Yep. Pepto Bismol. I have a weird niche for women, so don't worry about it, alright?
Was that person Norwegian?
Yes! Okay. It doesn't matter.
Alright. Round one, hands down. Hands down, fucking Negri
one. Negri one, DB zero. All right. Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah, we count as one, by the way.
Yeah, we're one.
Yeah.
Next word.
This one's my favorite.
Mud butt.
Okay.
I'll do it first.
Yeah, oh, you go first? First?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're going last.
Oh, alright, fuck.
Here we go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is DV's mud butt.
Sounds like a weird. You sound like you're looking at like a type of ice cream. And you really want that ice
cream.
Here we go.
Here we go.
It's not Rocky Road. It's
not ready?
Rocky Road.
It's the mud butt.
What the fuck, Mario?
So, that's unbeatable.
He's a plumber, I guess.
Okay.
You're welcome.
And finally, Negri.
Okay.
But. Holy shit!
She's fucking killing me.
That was incredible.
My penis just got hard.
I want to
eat too much chocolate so bad right now.
Is that what happens with mud butt?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's God damn it. Fuck. So that's 2-0.
2-0. All right.
2-0.
I'm going. I'm going. You ready?
Let's do this. Next word.
What's next one?
Racism. Yeah. That's how I said it.
That's your sexy racism?
Very deep-ish.
Okay.
Breathy hard.
All right. Racism is sexy.
Let me tag team you on that.
Do it. Not the first time you said that today.
Racism. That was good.
It was good.
That was pretty good.
Like, combined?
Yeah.
It was like a 7.
Top that.
Okay. I have to, like, close my... This is gonna be weird. Oh, racism.
God! God damn it!
So good.
God damn it!
The ski ray came in a very, very close
second. Yeah, yours is really good.
All right.
I actually channeled its brain.
Did mine actually subtract from his?
A little bit.
Damn it! Yeah, all right. All right.
What's the next word we're going with?
You're next. Gym socks.
Gym socks. Yep. Am I going first?
You're going first.
I can't even channel it because I was laughing too hard now. Gym socks. That was dumb.
Okay. No, it was a good one.
It was high school. She's just learning how to be sexy, so she didn't really know what she was doing.
You said gym socks. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat that one.
You're going to beat that?
Yeah, watch this.
You know what? We're going to do it at the same time.
That's not going to work.
No.
You go first. You go first because I feel like I'm going to win.
Okay. Get it.
Gym socks.
That was gross.
No. No. Trust me. Gym socks.
Did it reassure us? Yeah.
Did it get you that time?
No.
Damn it.
No.
Shit.
No. Check this out, though.
All right.
So good.
Gym socks. You know what?
You sound like you're from a hentai.
Okay.
I'm not okay with it.
Hit three stripes on the gym sock.
Fuck. So we haven't won one round.
No.
All goes to Negri.
I actually don't expect us to win one, but...
We're winning this next one.
We're winning.
Okay.
Catholicism.
Oh, fuck. Ooh. Yeah. I grew up Catholic. Okay. I know what's up.
There we go. Start us off, Negri.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Catholicism.
That's amazing.
You can't beat that.
I'm not going to try. Let's go to the next one.
We want to go to the next
one. That was a good one. Yeah.
She just wins that one.
Knee scabs.
Knee scabs.
I'll start this bad boy off.
Okay.
Oh, knee scabs. Oh, knee scabs!
Double knee scab!
Double knee scab!
You ready?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I got a knee scab! am I not gonna win one?
No.
Damn it. Alright.
Okay. Sucking all this dick gives me knee scabs.
It gives you knee scabs! That is when you retake!
The next one makes sense to follow this
it
one.
It does.
Next word is going to be Bill Cosby.
Oh. Yeah, Bill Cosby.
Oh, Bill Cosby. I just sound ridiculous.
You know what? Mine's going to go very relevant with this Bill Cosby thing.
Let's hear it.
That's it, because they were asleep.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. Nigger.
Did we win? Did we win? Did we win?
That's so deep.
That was amazing.
So deep. We have to run the table. We've got four more.
We can do this.
We got to do this. So
I feel good.
Is it 1-4 Negri?
We're basically Tom Brady.
4-1.
We're basically Tom Brady. This is the fourth quarter.
It's something like I can't math. So
let's do this.
Next word.
Yep.
This is a couple of words.
Mm-hmm.
2-ply toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. That's sexy.
Yeah.
Love it.
Uh-huh. Here we go. I'll start it.
Get to it.
Oh, 2-ply toilet paper.
You sound confused.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Who put a question mark at the other teleprompter?
You ready?
iPhone.
Give us one, Pooty.
I'm going to give a full sentence here.
Okay.
Hey, what kind of toilet paper do you have? 2-ply toilet paper.
Hey!
There we go.
You're welcome.
All right.
Oh, baby, you went so much, we're going to have to use 2-ply toilet paper.
God damn it! Shit!
Kills it again!
She is the best.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I like cosplay and nerdy stuff.
We got three more?
Yeah, three more. Fuck. Next,
three more to go?
Next one.
Yep.
Dry, stanky feet.
I'm going first. I legitimately have dry, stinky feet.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That was
can,
it.
Can you confirm this, Nicole?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Hey, you can confirm it.
You've had
my skin in your mouth.
He was picking,
in your mouth.
Yeah, he was picking at his heel, and he flicked some dry skin, which was like a half inch thick.
Yeah, but he
and it landed on my goddamn lip.
And I said, Kobe.
Goddamn lip.
Goddamn, because that heel skin is thick.
Yeah. Cutting down. It was like.
Did you call Kobe when?
Yes.
You
Kobe. You got so mad. You didn't talk to me for like a week.
It's all a week right. I'll never
give,
get back.
Give me it.
All right.
Do it.
Stanky feet. I like that.
We might win this.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I'm trying to think of this in context.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you can do this in context.
I'll find a way.
All right.
Shit.
Boom.
Yeah. No, I don't think I can.
Did we win this?
DB.
5-2.
We got to do the last two.
All right.
Was it dry?
You lost.
Yeah,
you lost.
I lost. You lost. All right.
Yep. Public restroom.
Public restroom.
Public restroom?
We'll let you start.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Public restroom?
You're welcome.
That's easy. Oh, my God.
Is it?
Come on, baby. Let's go fuck in that public restroom.
God damn it.
Wow. Damn it.
Next one.
All right. I got one.
Do you? You want to try that?
One.
I
got one.
I don't even want to.
Did you remember that condom out of the public room?
God damn it.
You know?
It wasn't that close.
On that one?
It wasn't that close.
It wasn't really close, but I'm going to have to give the answer.
It wasn't really that close.
Okay, it wasn't.
Last one?
Last one here.
Yeah.
Last one.
Welfare?
Deep V.
Deep V. I like that one, yeah.
We'll end it with Deep V.
Let's do that one.
Yeah.
It's better than mine.
We'll start because we feel like she's going to finish good. I always like my woman to finish last.
Right.
You see what I did there?
You know what I like to
terrible.
Do?
It's terrible that I like my woman to finish last?
They
first,
better,
baby. No, first.
They right. better finish, really?
Where have you been?
White women are so fucking nice.
Inconsiderate?
Yeah. No, that's considerate.
They like to finish first? That's considerate?
No, she was saying like, no, yo, you first.
No,
I was saying me first.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying.
You said finish last.
I've heard it both ways. Sometimes it happens that way.
You're confusing.
Okay.
We doing this?
We're doing this.
DB?
DB.
All right, here we go.
DB.
That's pretty good.
You're welcome.
I didn't.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet. It was quiet. Yeah. It was okay. A whisper
DB.
In the ear.
It was like
the deep
vagina.
Deep V-neck.
Deep V-neck?
Deep V-neck. Oh, okay.
The deeper your V, the cooler you think you are.
I went completely different, by the way.
Really? Is that what it is?
I went. I said deep vagina.
Deep vagina?
That's what I said.
Some people think that.
What is deep V?
It's a deep vagina.
We got drunk, and we were wearing deep Vs.
You were wearing deep V necks?
They were not.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. You're so deep belly.
Well, let's take a quick break.
Quick break.
We'll be right back
yep.
with the lovely Jessica Negri.
I need
not
another...
to be confused with her alter ethnic ego, Jessica Negri.
Who's...
Right. And just so our listeners know, Jessica Niggery's special powers are to...
He can only say that because he's black. Yeah. If I say that, yeah, it's a shitstorm.
Absolutely.
It's true.
Jessica Niggery's special powers are intensely watching Judge Joe Brown and drinking the shit out of grape soda, baby.
We'll be back.
DB. We're back.
Yep.
Jessica Niggery's here.
Mm-hmm. Why are you winded?
Well, I want it to be known that she's here on her own will.
Debatable.
She's going to answer.
Pretend you're having a good time.
That sounds like a Stockholm Syndrome laugh.
Please don't be me.
Yeah. Let's ask her a few questions from ourselves.
Yep.
Some from her fans, some from ours.
You want to do those fans first, or do you want to do our questions first?
Just follow up with my babies after.
All right.
Let's just interracial mix them up.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We can end with yours.
Yeah.
There we go.
My little sweet honeys.
Jessica, so to someone who may not know you or familiar with what you do, tell us who you are, kind of how'd you get involved in cosplay?
Cosplay? All right, well first, cosplay is costume play.
Mm-hmm.
It originated in Japan.
Save so much time doing cosplay.
You spend so much time doing cosplay?
No, you save so much time just cutting it off, cosplay.
Cosplay, right? Yeah. Costume play, cosplay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Although you said you save so much time doing
nope,
it?
Nope, didn't do that.
It's like, let me see your portfolio.
You I
do. You do a sexy Pikachu
I do.
As well?
I did. Oh. Yes, I did.
Let me see that.
You inspired him.
Oh, if you actually did that, I'm actually going to have a contest, and it's going to be for all the guys to dress in different versions of costumes that I've done. And it's
I hope I would have the biggest fear doing it.
You need to do it.
Fuck, please.
Continue.
Cosplay. Okay, so I actually started cosplay in 2009. I had no idea what it was. I went to San Diego Comic-Con dressed as a sexy Pikachu because my friend was like, hey, this is Comic-Con. Some people dress up sometimes. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to dress as Riku from Final Fantasy. I'm going to dress as Pikachu, Kairi from Kingdom Hearts. I'm going to have a great time. It's going to be awesome. So I go to this con, and someone took a photo of myself, and my badge was on there, and it had my first and last name and where I was from, and they found me on Facebook. And when I got back from San Diego Comic-Con, shush phone, when I got back from San Diego Comic-Con, I had 400 to 500 friend requests, mm-hmm. and I was like, holy shit, what just happened? So I decided to make a fan page to kind of protect my family and protect myself.
Instead of being creeped out, you were like, let's make money off this.
Well, I didn't think of it like that then. I was like, okay, these people are trying to add me and everything. I'm going to make a fan page or a page where they can go, and I'm going to hide myself and hide my family.
Okay.
Because that was my first priority, was to look after my family and make sure everyone was okay. Because people were getting emailed, like, who's that girl? Who's that girl? You know? So
I was like the first one.
Yeah, you were. I remember seeing it. I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
Who is that guy? Who is that girl?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, being into cosplay, then I imagine you probably watch, I don't know, movies different than most people. I have a 3-year-old son.
Aww. Okay.
We watch Toy Story all the time. He digs Buzz Lightyear.
Awesome.
All right. We watch it during the day, though.
Yes.
I feel like when you watch it, you dim the lights. Is that a true statement?
No. What? No. Yeah. Pixar is a daytime thing. It's all the anime. No, Attack on Titan.
You really like
it. Okay.
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan is creepy, by the way.
Really have you seen Attack on Titan?
I've seen, yeah. I fall asleep to it, and it scares me.
Scary as shit,
it's
right?
It's very scary.
It's such a good anime.
Speaking of scary, I'm going to ask you one question.
Okay.
Edward or Jacob? Yeah, that's what I said.
Nice!
You went a little safe and dangerous.
How did you know I was a Twihard? I read the books before I saw the movie, and I was a fan, and then I saw
the movies, and
you
did
read
not
words?
Read the books.
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
It's dumb.
Yeah, I can't read good.
I can't even read.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even a little bit.
Is that required in 2015?
No.
No, you're right. So. It's all iPads and touch phones now.
Yeah, I just went for the movie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the porn.
Ask Jeeves. Is that still a thing?
Is that Twilight porn?
Yes.
Twilight porn?
Actually?
So much Twilight porn.
Really?
Yeah.
But the Mormons don't do that.
I love Twilight porn. I'm going to trickle in some of our fan
technical
questions.
Trade mess, isn't it?
This is from at enter me with 6 E's and 1 I.
And enter me?
Yeah.
That's the person that asked this question?
All right.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm entering it. I'm just mixing it in.
Okay.
Ready? This is going to be a fuck, marry, kill question.
Okay.
Summer Glau. Megan Fox.
Okay.
Stanley.
Marry Stanley, kill Megan Fox, and
God damn it.
The girl.
God damn it.
What's your
it.
Issue with Megan Fox?
Right.
April O'Neil is supposed to wear a yellow jumpsuit, she's supposed to have red hair,
yep.
She's supposed to be totally and unbelievably relatable.
I'm saying.
Can I totally be that?
You can be April O'Neil, and you can totally get down with Donnie.
I actually took Nicole to watch it just so I can watch Megan Fox. Just to keep it in my head.
All I'm saying is if there was no Megan Fox and Ninja Turtles, my son wouldn't know shit about Donatello. None of them.
God, Megan Fox is so terrible. Like, she's gorgeous. She's probably a super nice woman.
And
I'm
you'd
not
still kill her.
Her integrity.
And you're still kill her.
I would kill her because of her acting.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Megan.
You seem awesome.
I'm really sorry.
You seem awesome to me. You're crossing me as someone awesome.
Me?
And I know an awesome person when I see one.
No.
Yeah. Because I've got some awesome friends.
Okay.
Some people say
that actually makes me feel nice.
But I want to know, with you being into all the cosplay, does that trickle down into your love life? Because I'm gonna be honest, if I had a black chick dress up as Loretta from Family Guy, I would lose my shit.
That's pretty hot.
ow.
Does cosplay fall into your love life?
Pass.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay. Okay. I'll go a little bit into that. What's the weirdest gift you've ever gotten?
A crusty sock.
You know how it got crusty.
You had to have touched it to know it was crusty.
No, I opened it
and it was standing straight up.
Bag, and it was like, I love you, Jessica. And I was like holding it and it was all like.
That's amazing.
And I was like, was it
white?
No, me on Monday. It was kind of off white, yeah.
Oh my god.
Did you actually hold it? Like, did you not
open
it?
No, it was in a Ziploc bag.
Do you
the
open them?
The person had a beautiful. Beautiful person for being putting it in a Ziploc bag.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
That was very nice, yeah.
Very nice of you. Thank you, whoever you are.
It was me.
Someone sent you a dry, stanky foot sock?
Yeah.
No.
It was like
crunchy,
a...
crunchy, like, put it over...
What does someone think when they're like,
she's going to want this.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put this in a Ziploc.
There was no return address or anything.
Nothing.
It was just a lone, crusty, sad little sock.
That is disgusting.
I got someone's love
sock. Love sock.
Okay. Love sock.
All right.
I felt flattered. Okay. I was like, you spent a lot of time thinking about me, creating.
Was it like the double Ziploc at the top where it turns green at the top?
Yeah, was it the freezer bag?
It was a good one.
Or was it the slider?
I don't know. I threw it away almost like, I threw it in our little fire pit in the backyard. Sure. I was like, fuck! Like right after I got it.
Weren't you at least curious, like, what does the guy look like that wears a sock?
Yeah.
No, oh God, no. That, it just happened and I was like, never again. We're not doing Mail Monday this week. I'm so off.
Mail Monday?
Mail Monday.
That's, yeah.
He wears that sock on his third leg.
Third leg?
Oh, the crusty sock!
You never... What? How did you not get it?
I just got that!
You're like the dirtiest one here!
I'm thinking dirty foots, so I don't know!
Nah!
That is...
Does he not get it?
Disgusting!
Yeah!
Okay, fuck that
Dear
guy.
Dear God, Skylar.
That just... Now, it's very heartwarming gift, thank you.
I mean, I'm just, you know, my mind's
Please
not
don't
that...
ever send it again.
My mind didn't go there. You know what I mean? My mind is very nerded out right now.
Very
straightforward. You were in a good place.
Which Halloween was it you decided to tell your parents, you know what? I'm never taking off this costume, and I'm going to make money off this.
Do you know I actually don't dress up for Halloween?
What?
Yeah.
Almost kind of like I'm cooler than Halloween.
The painter's house type deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's too cool for Halloween.
No, it's just, it's one day, like, I'll go out, everyone's dressed up, and they're like, oh my God, you're dressed as... Jessica Negri! Wow! I'm like, that's pretty good, right?
Crazy.
I guess I catch them off guard. Yeah.
Awesome.
I have two, okay?
Hey.
This is from our fans. From at the Podcast King.
Hello, Podcast King.
How much would you need to do porn?
Oh my God, I'd never do porn.
Like, give me a number.
So like, you would never do porn, like, on video?
There has to be a number. There has to be a number.
No, a billion.
No.
$1 billion, you wouldn't do it? Okay, then I guess the next question doesn't count.
What was the next question?
Next question was from at official deep V. Can we start an Indiegogo? But whatever. Whatever. I don't know. It's done now.
Realistic. Like, if I had to pick a number, yep, it'd have to be like something so ridiculous. Just because.
Super Troopers just got $4 million for their movie.
$4 million?
$4 million. Yeah.
Oh
yeah. Going like off that note, yeah, I would do porn for a liter of cola.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like a Big Mac meal? Large?
Yeah, 12 pack.
I'll do it.
You guys are boys though.
Fine.
I don't know.
I'm a man.
Okay, I'll be real with you right now.
Okay.
I feel like I make enough money now that I wouldn't have to do that.
Really?
Ever.
$1 trillion.
Sure. Okay.
There we go.
$1 trillion. You got me.
$1 trillion.
I found it.
Taking off a pants.
There
on
it is.
Indiegogo, better get started.
Indiegogo, baby.
Not Indiegogo. We gotta hit $1 trillion.
I have such a better
trill.
I've got such a better understanding of Negri now. There's only one thing that I'm still uncertain about that I have to ask her.
What is it?
Negri.
Yeah.
I want to know what type of music do you listen to? My thought. If I just had to guess, yeah. I feel like you listen to lots of lasers and lightsabers opening and closing.
You
listen to that.
A remix of that? Dope. Have you guys ever heard the Legend of Zelda dubstep remix?
Yes.
So good.
Lindsay Sterling does stuff like that too.
Oh, yeah.
Love her.
You know, actually,
I went to that concert.
It's so good. Yeah.
I love soundtracks. Give me the Halo soundtrack, Mass Effect soundtrack, Call of Duty. Any of those,
I like Kendrick Lamar soundtrack.
Yeah. Who is Kendrick Lamar? Oh, there's a racial fucking. What is this? What is that thing?
A divide.
There it is. That's what's happening right now.
It goes like this.
There's a line.
Yeah. Like this. I'm in my little corner.
There's a thin line between Pikachu and Kendrick Lamar. Goddamn it.
There's not.
It's a huge line.
Kendrick Lamar goes out. He wears it. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's continue this.
Yep.
We're gonna party off air.
Yep.
We'll tell our listeners about it maybe next week.
Maybe.
Well, we might.
Debatable.
If it's appropriate. It won't be. That's
you're welcome.
That's DB. Well, listen, Jessica, we appreciate you coming.
Yep.
Thank you so much for having me.
Want all our listeners to know you can follow us on Facebook at just DB.
DB.
Instagram, follow us at official DB.
Very easy.
And then just follow Negri in public, probably would be best.
You just have like people walking around you. Yeah.
If not in public, Negri, where can your listeners follow you?
You can find me on Facebook.com/official Jessica Negri, on Twitter at @OJessicaNegri, on Instagram at Jessica Negri, Or, yeah, you can follow me in person.
I feel like they all know that already.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's all right if they do.
All of that's,
or
that's
don't.
On their top five T-Mobile fun things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in their five. Yeah.
What is it? What do they call it? Fab five?
Fab five?
I pulled
five.
That's a grandma out.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I bet you're in so many.
We'll see all our listeners in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Until then, just listen to this on the replay.
Do it.
There you go. DP. Need your love.